Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you so much for kicking off the weekend just a little bit early with us here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Of course, it is a Friday. That means this great episode is brought to you by the awesome vacation planners over at the Magic for Less Travel. They're standing by right now to help you plan the greatest Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation at the lowest price possible. And dare I say these two words, free dining. That's right. Last week, free dining was released. And the agents over at the Magic for Less were getting their guests that were already booked great deals because the food, I guess, just tastes a little bit better when it's free. And you know what? You can get in on this as well for select dates through the fall and all the way into the end of 2015. Of course, there are blackout dates. There is limited availability. But the best way to figure this out, if you can get in on this free dining action, is just to stop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free no obligation quote form, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 855 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. I just checked, people. It is official. It is the weekend. Get ready to have some fun. I know we still have to go through work today. If you're listening early on a Friday morning, it's okay. Fridays are just one of those days where you have to go to work, but it's kind of, you know, you're like halfway giving your best. You're always giving your best effort, let's be honest, but we're all looking forward to 8 hours later, the whistle blowing and having a great time with friends and family over the weekend. So that's right. Blow that whistle and we can all get out of here. So make it a great Friday. Have some fun. And thanks for checking in with the show. Hopefully we can make your weekend start just a little bit earlier and give you some fun Disney discussion. So joining me today to do just that, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Magically Speaking e-newsletter. And make sure that it's an e-ticket newsletter, right, Ricky? Is that why it's called the e-newsletter? Because it's not an A-ticket, it's an E, right?
It is definitely an e-ticket newsletter. And it was in your inbox yesterday. So if you did not get it, why didn't you sign up for it? Just saying.
Yeah, check your spam filter. If you didn't get it, either you got caught by spam or you just didn't sign up and you got to correct
it. That's right. You got to go sign up for it.
Yes. Where do you do that now that you mentioned it?
All right, you go to magically-speaking.com. Very easy, very simple.
That's right, and you can check out the best of BOGP. Always my favorite article.
It's in there, absolutely.
All right. Also joining us from makingmagicandmemories.com, the magic and memory maker herself, we have Debbie. Happy Friday, Deb.
Happy Friday, happy Friday. I can't believe it's Friday. There, that's all I'm going to do.
I like it. A nice little song you got there. Good little ditty.
That was almost keep my day job.
That was almost like a cover of Rebecca Black, but not exactly. You know, from back in the day. Almost. Yeah. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester, TGIF. Pam, what's going on?
TGIF. I know I just got back, but it feels like the first weekend after you get back, you need more than anything else. So I'm just.
I have a question for you, Pam. Speaking of TGIF, what are your thoughts about the new Full House? I know.
Oh my
God!
I'm so excited.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh my God, Pam is probably, you know, throwing her hands up in the air and screaming.
I will be celebrating, you know, I am a Full House in any of the other TGIF shows. If you want to reboot those, I'm in. I'm all in. I will DVR them all the time. So anyways.
I love it. I can't wait. I wish that they would play it on the main show. I wish they would have it on the main TV. Because I don't think she's going to have it like on Netflix or something.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah, that's crummy. I don't want that. I don't do Netflix. But I can't wait.
You don't do Netflix. It's less than $10 a month.
I don't have Netflix either, Debbie. I'm with you. I think we're the only two people in the nation that don't have Netflix.
I don't have it either.
I don't do Netflix.
Right.
I will not do Netflix. No.
But I may have to get it to get Full House. I'm just saying.
Paige has it.
I'll get it on DVD. It'll be downloaded, I'm sure.
Here's my question on that. Then we're getting to some tough Disney choices, but first we're exploring tough ABC decisions, apparently. But is there no originality left in the world? I mean, seriously, everything is just a reboot nowadays. Like, actually, we can't think of anything, so let's make a live version of every cartoon.
Whatever Uncle Jesse's doing is fine with me.
That's true. It's funny. I actually had this conversation with my mother-in-law while she was here. I said, well, it's because, like, we're the generation that nostalgia is so heavy for. You know, we all had such great childhood memories, and so I think that that's kind of why all this nostalgia is popping back up again, because, you know, we want to relive that. So that's my whole theory. We had this whole conversation with my mother-in-law.
I'm like,
I'm a big Candace Cameron Bure fan. I love her. I watch her on Hallmark. I love that actress. I think she's just so good. And I love her her spiritual background and her stance. And she's just such a cool kid. I mean, I just really look forward to them getting together.
And I loved her husband, Valerie Bure. He was a great hockey player from the Canucks. He was a great hockey player. Anyway, let's do some tough Disney choices, shall we? And I'm going to start.
Sure, I got some.
So we did this a lot. We've done a few shows like this. We haven't done one for a couple of years, so it was time to revisit.
No.
But again, the best part about this is it's a Friday. Fridays are made for Facebook. They both start with F. Maybe that's a coincidence. I don't know. Get on Facebook. Have some fun with us. And fun starts with an F. So right there. So get in on. We're going to have all these, you know, up there, and tell us which one you would pick of these choices as why. And we don't have to go into long explanations. We're just going to kind of throw it out there. And I'm going to start for the ladies. I'm going to ask each one. And here's my first tough Disney choice, because this one came up to me, you know, because I had to make FastPass Plus reservations earlier this week for the trip in July. And all of a sudden you open up your My Disney Experience app and you're making your FastPass Pluses and you see Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Anna and Elsa meet and greet, but you can only do one. I know it's not tiered, but you only have that split second to make your decision. You can't think on it too long. Debbie, which one do you pick, Seven Dwarfs or Anna and Elsa?
Seven Dwarfs. I love that ride. I just can't help that. I can always find them, the other two girls, some other time, but Seven Dwarfs, that's my favorite.
Come on, man. The sisters Frozen are scarce. You can't just find them hanging out at Casey's. I mean, come on.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Unless you're a cast member, maybe down in the Utilidors. I don't know how that works, but Ricky, what would you do?
Sorry, Mike. I'm going with Seven Dwarfs as well. So, you know, I don't do character meet and greets very often. So I'll do them occasionally if there's not that long of a wait, but I'm not waiting in line for a character, character meet and greet until I have that kid. Then, of course, all bets are off. I will be waiting in line forever. So I might as well enjoy it right now while I don't have to. And then, you know, when that time comes, then I will be waiting in line with everyone else. So,
yes, that's a good call. All right, Pam, what would you do?
Seven Dwarfs. No question. I got to go for the experience that appeals most to my family. So.
I think it's where we all are. I have to do Anna and Elsa again. Obligated 7-year-old daughter who is still frozen crazy, as most 7-year-olds are. I mean, I look around her school and everything, the kids' backpacks, lunchboxes, all, you know, the girls have, and even the boys have a lot of Olaf things. It's just a thing to do. So, you know, it's one of those things. Man, is it hard, though, as a dad? Because I like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I have that connection to it because I got to ride it. You know, one of the first people had. So that's like my attraction. I'm always going to consider that, like, oh, I love the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, even though Space Mountain's my all-time favorite. But, oh, you just have to do your fatherly duties and push that button. Even though my thumb wants to wander to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, it's like, don't do it. I got to hold it with my other hand.
No! It's
so painful. Ah, how many times do we have to meet them? They know our names before we get there. And it's not just because of our magic bands. It's because we've been here too many times. All right, so Ricky, give us one of yours.
Okay, so you have the choice, and you can only choose one. Do you go to Be Our Guest for breakfast, or do you do Cinderella's Royal Table for breakfast? Mike, since you do have the daughter, which one do you choose?
You know what? I haven't done either for breakfast. I've eaten at the castle a couple times for dinner, but man, not for a long time. Back when Paige was maybe 9 or so.
Wow, that is a long time.
I'm saying she's going to Mizuno, you know, in the fall. So, yeah, that was quite a while ago. But the whole package, I'm going Cinderella's Royal Table. It just seems a little bit more over the top and elegant if I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to go Cinderella's Royal Table. Let's just leave it at that. I would do that, yes.
All right. Don't change your mind. Okay. All right. Pam, which one would you go with?
I'm going with Cinderella's Royal Table, too, just because We haven't done it in so long. It's really been since Han was little that we went there for that experience. And I love the interior. It feels so regal and very befitting of the castle, and I appreciate that. And I think it would just be more of an overall experience. I like Be Our Guest, but I feel like during the quick service meals, it feels a little frenzied and at times overwhelming and noisy to me.
All right, and Debbie.
Cinderella's Royal Table. Aether.
Wow, I did not think this was going to be a I'll tell you that right now. I thought this would be much more difficult than it has been.
No, I've eaten there before, not for breakfast, but I've eaten it at the castle. It's just so magical. There's just something so special about it. And even though Be Our Guest is nice, but there's just something magical about the Cinderella's Royal Table. So definitely that was the one I'd pick.
So which one did you do, Ricky?
You know, ironically enough, I think I would do Cinderella's Royal Table. I can't believe I'm saying those words because I said I would never go to Cinderella's, but, I think that because it's a character meal, I think it's going to be a better deal. But obviously Be Our Guest is quite a bit cheaper comparatively. Yes. So, I mean, there is that nice factor as well, but, I think if I had to make the choice, I think I'd go to Cindy's just because you do get the character option. So.
Have you never been inside that restaurant?
Nope. Never.
See, it
is gorgeous. Like, yeah, take Akershus, but it's probably twice as
I've never
palatial.
Been to Akershus either.
Oh, man. You need to get
I
in there.
You do know that I don't have children, and I have a husband. He doesn't want to meet the princesses.
He wants to meet Jasmine. Jasmine.
Well, yeah, he probably wouldn't have a problem with that one. But until that time comes again, we'll be
I'm
doing
gonna text
all
Brian
of that.
As soon as we're done here. Let him know about Jasmine.
I can right, show you the good. World. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, Debbie, what is your tough Disney choice for the rest of us?
Okay. Rather you stay 1 week at Wilderness Lodge during Christmas or 1 week at the Contemporary Theme Park View to ring in the new year?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Oh.
That's what is a tough question show. Hello.
That is. You
so
got
1 week Wilderness Lodge during Christmas or 1 week at the Contemporary Theme Park View to ring in the new year. Mike?
I'm going Wilderness Lodge at Christmas. I love that place. Like, we stayed there last summer, and I just loved it. It was the middle of the summer, but there was just something that felt very homey about it. As much as I love the theme park view at the Contemporary, because I love the monorail, and I've always thought, oh, I want to stay there just because it's that hotel that you just picture when you think of Walt Disney World, because I picture the monorail and the monorail going through it. But Wilderness Lodge is just so comfortable and just, oh, and it's... I've been there at Christmas time. There's nothing better at Christmas. It's so gorgeous. Yeah, I'd love to call that home for a Christmas day. That's what I'm doing.
It would be a great choice. Pam?
I am going to pick the Contemporary. I love being able to walk to the Magic Kingdom. I love being able to be in my room and see my castle and my park from my room. And I just, we go all the time at New Year's, and I really like that time of year. You know, at home here, there's not a ton to do that we would really enjoy doing on New Year's Eve. And so that's why we really love being at Disney. So I'm going to pick that.
Awesome. And Miss Ricky?
I would agree with
Mike.
Pam. Nope.
No.
I knew that.
I have the right answer.
She's just spiteful.
Pam has the right answer. And here's why. She said it just the last thing she said. You know, I have things that I can do at Christmas here at home. But on New Year's, there's very few things that I can do. I'm not a, bar hopper, so I'm not going to a club or anything like that. So, to me, there's just this nice feeling of being at Disney for New Year's, to bring in the New Year's. That would be just the ultimate. I've never done it before, and it's one of the things that's on my bucket list of I'm going to do it at some point. I just don't know when that is, but it's going to happen because, yes, I know it's absolutely nutso, but it just seems like the perfect place to bring in the New Year just with everybody. It just seems perfect.
Wait, stop the presses. Wait, you've never been to Walt Disney World at New Year's either?
No.
How do I not know all these things about you? I could have sworn I've like stood Walt next Disney to you World? At New Year's before.
Have I ever been to Walt Disney World? Do I how have I done a Disney podcast for this exactly. long? Right? I've never been to Akershus, never been to Cinderella's Royal Table. I don't do character meet and greets.
You just go like the Six Flags and Branson.
Oh, I've man. Actually never been for Christmas either, like Christmas week. Like I've never done that. I've never done any of it. So yep. Yep.
Oh,
I've
you are such a rookie still. You got.
I've been during Christmas season, but I've never been out during Christmas.
Oh no, you got to go. It doesn't count unless you go after Christmas, before New Year's, and you celebrate New Year's Eve in one of the parks. I mean,
It's a bucket list goal. It's gonna happen. I just haven't gotten there yet. It's gonna happen. I'm telling you. Happen. Usually, Brian has to work on New Year's Eve though, so I probably won't be able to do it until we eventually move down there because he's always working on New Year's Eve. So.
It's indescribable. When you do it, it'll be a great show.
Excited I know, I'm so excited. I want to do it.
All right, Debbie, what are you going to... See, Debbie's going to agree with Mike, okay? So, Debbie, why are you going to stay at Wilderness Lodge at Christmas?
You know me so well.
I know.
Oh, it's just gorgeous. I just... You truly just drool in your socks. Gorgeous. I mean, it's amazing. The rich, buttery woods and the huge Christmas tree. And it's just so... just everything. Just... the colors, because it's just such a homey feel. I just can't get enough of it during the holiday season. Of course, it's beautiful anyway, but at Christmas time with all the beautiful greenery that they have, it just pulls it all together, and it's just fabulous.
Buttery wood. I'm going to...
It's buttery, awesome. Buttery, it. The rich buttery colored woods, you know, like yes. They're just kind of like the... You know what I'm talking about? The like white bread all over the floors or anything like that.
I want like now you got me in the mood for like a roll or something. Anyway, all right, so Pam, you're up next. Give us a tough Disney choice to ponder.
Okay, so would you rather have one day of extra lead time in front of everyone else in the world, the country, to book your FastPass Plus reservations or your dining reservations? Which one? Do you understand the question? Yes. I know it was... It's kind of a convoluted way of asking it, but
it's pretty
okay,
cool.
Good. All right, go ahead, Ricky, you first.
You know, I think I would go with the Fast Pass only because I don't mind trying different restaurants. I mean, obviously, you know, we always, me and you and Steve and Brian yes. always do the, hey, guess where we're going tonight for dinner? Let's find somewhere that has availability. So clearly that's not something that I'm stressing over. So I think that I would do the lead time on the Fast Pass. So that way I could finally fast pass Seven Dwarfs Mine Train because I've never been able to do it. So, I mean, I've been able to do Seven Dwarfs, but I've never actually done Seven Dwarfs during the daytime. So I think that I would
You've never
that.
Been there. This is really-
You know what? I feel like this is just the confession.
It is. It's totally a confession show. We set you up, Ricky.
I've done it at night, like, every time, so I've never done it during the day. So let's see what other confessions I can come up with on the rest of the show. Oh, anyway, man. So that's my answer. I would go with the Fast Pass.
All right, Pam, so who else?
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay,
next.
So I'll go. I would definitely say Fast Pass Plus, and here's why. You know, we are sitting at... 58 days until I check in. So I stayed up until 11:01 Central Time to make those FastPass Plus reservations just because I really want to. And it's not such, I don't know. I guess they both take about the same amount of time once you have a plan. But over the years, dining has gotten less and less important to me where, you know, 10, not even 10 years ago, but 7 or 8 years ago, it was all about just the dining. But now that you have FastPass Plus, that's kind of taken the dining's place where I want to make sure that I get those attractions that I want for the duration of my stay. And I did make a few dining reservations for like Ohana breakfast, but I still have only filled about 50% of our dining reservations and we're 58 days out. So I still haven't gone nuts on the dining. So I'd like to have, you know, one day's lead time on the fast pass is more important to me.
Okay. Awesome. Debbie, what about you?
You know, I thought this would be a lot tougher than what it was because I love the dining. You know, that's me. I like to play it on the dining app. But then I'm thinking, you know, there are so many choices in the dining that, you know, I haven't tried. And some that I have been, that's easy enough. So I'll pick the fast passes because I really like to get, you know, certain fast pass times for certain rides and attractions. So I think I might pick the fast pass one on that one.
Well, here's another thing, Pam, before you go with yours, because, you know, and here's another thing I was thinking is that many times when I've, you know, in air quotes, been forced to try something outside the box, you know, because say there's not availability at Ohana or, you know, Be Our Guest restaurant or 50s Prime Times, totally booked up. When I've gone to other restaurants, a lot of times I love those places, but I never would have considered them other, you know, outside of, oh, well, I got to find somewhere to eat tonight. You know, like right. Maya Grill is a great example. It's my favorite on-property restaurant. But it's just because you can go there anytime you like and you don't really need an ADR. So I think a lot of times you can take a negative and turn it into a positive. And that's kind of given me the security nowadays that I'm not as concerned that I'm going to starve if I don't make my ADRs at 180 days out. I may find a new favorite restaurant. So that's kind of how I look at it. So where do you fall on this, Pam?
Yeah, I picked the Fast Pass too because for all the reasons y'all mentioned. I mean, and I know I've mentioned this on the podcast, but it's worth mentioning again that we eat oftentimes at the bar at some of the signature restaurants because it's available and you can walk right in. Flying Fish is a great example, but they also do it at California Grill and Narcoosie's, and I could go on and on with a number of places that have a spot where you can just, if you aren't picky, you can go and eat. And we always have a great experience, and I really appreciate that flexibility. And like y'all said, it's great to find a new restaurant, something that you would not have tried if you weren't forced to, almost. And
right.
And there's just so many great choices. I don't think you can go wrong, and you never know what you like until you try it.
That's it. And it's, you know, I get this every time it's time to make ADRs, you know, and I've been in that window now for 3 months and still have, you know, a couple months to go. But I always kind of have just this problem in my head that, you know, I want to go to these places I really like, but I have 7 nights, you know, and you only have X amount of meals, and we're not going to eat counter service more than once a day just because of economics. You know, we're just going to do it once and maybe not even every night because, you know, we're going on the cruise. And the way I look at that is you get fancy meals all the time on the cruise. So you don't need so many fancy meals. If you're doing like a land and sea kind of package, you can do more walk up light type meals because you're going to be eating heavy on the cruise. There's just no way around that. So, you know, I find, do I go, you know, we love 50s Prime Time. Do I book that and then book, you know, the Chef Mickey's that we like, you know, because if I do that, I've left like 2 slots maybe open to something new. And I want to try more than 2 new places. How do you balance that out, Pam?
It's challenging. You know, you always have to balance some. I think it's always good to eat at some places that you love, but we make an effort every time to try some new places and not just sit down places. I'm always looking for those great hidden gem counter service because I feel like they're more scarce than the table service spots. I still really love Wolfgang Puck Express. One that we constantly go to, but so many of the counter service spots are trying new things on their menus. And I appreciate that, but I just love to see when someone thinks way out of the box counter service wise, comes out with a quality product that is going to appeal to a number of people while still being a little unique. And I know those are hard things to mush together in a counter service spot that, you know, all these people will visit, but you know, that's always what I'm really looking for, and I wish that was an option in every park. Yeah. And it's just not.
All right, let's go around the horn one more time with another tough Disney choice. Debbie, you get to lead off this round.
Okay. You have a choice between a free dinner at the chef's table at Victoria and Albert's or 3 days free plus dining. Pam.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tough one. I love these. You gave me some thought.
So, free dinner at the chef's table at Victoria and Albert's or 3 days free plus dining?
Golly. you know what? I'm going to take the Victoria and Albert's because that is something that is not something we'll do all the time for ourselves, right? And sometimes I think when given the opportunity or the choice to do something like this, it's good to push yourself a little bit out of your comfort zone or to experience something that you wouldn't typically. And so that's why I'll justify that.
That's a great idea. Ricky?
You know, I agree. It is tough. And part of me really wants to choose the Victoria and Albert's, but I think that I'm going to go with the other one, the dining with the three nights free, only because then I could potentially try some other, because you didn't say that I could go to, you know, somewhere like Narcoosis or Citricose. Yep. Again, two places I've never been before.
Yeah.
So
again, Ricky's never been to Walt Disney World or Columbia Harbor House.
Right, and Columbia Harbor House, you know, never been there. No, of course I've been there a lot. But yeah, I think that I would go with that because it would allow me to try some of those probably more signature dining experiences that I haven't tried before, that, you know, aren't quite Victorian Albert's, but, you know, they're pretty good too. So I'm going to go with that one.
Great. Right, Mark, what about you?
I'm going the chef's table at Victorian Albert's simply because this is one of those things that I would love to give a shot to, but I would never do it unless I was pushed. And this would give me a great push and excuse to do it. You know, the dining plan, those experiences, you can, I mean, it's definitely expensive, but I think it's something that I could work around and make it happen. But I just don't think I would ever take on the expense or the occasion to do that unless it was like booked for me. You know what I'm saying? Like to get all dressed up and all that stuff. But it would be something that would be a memory for a lifetime. So I would definitely go chef's table at Victorian Albert's. What about you?
Me too. You know what? It's like I haven't done it before. I love the plus dining, but it's a something that you normally don't do. You know, I'm very frugal with my dollars, but I think this would be, you know, heck, it's free. Why not, right? So I would say do that because it would be a very unique experience. I know, Pam, you've done that before. You've done Victorian Albert's, and you spoke so highly of it. And I think just a chef's table would be so amazing to experience all of that.
I agree. And in the end, it is unique and beautiful and creative food, but it always taste good. And I think that that is the thing that people don't realize about food like this, is they're afraid because it looks so fancy schmancy that it won't taste good. But at the end of the day, it all tastes fantastic. So.
And the way I see it, it should.
Yeah. Yes. And the way I see it, though, too, is like I would be willing to say that I'm going to eat counter service for 3 days for that one experience. Because, again, it's going to be something you're going to have for the rest of your life. It's a big memory. You know,
exactly.
Well, eating counter service, that's what, you know, people do. So it's not that's not a big trade-off, I would think. So good one there. So, Ricky, give us your second one.
Okay. So really tough choice here. You can Disney is only building one. Which one would you rather have? Star Wars Land or Pixar Land? And I'm going to go with Mike.
Oh, simple, man. This week, it's Star Wars Land. I mean, come on, who knows? May the 4th a few days ago. And have you not seen the Episode 7 trailer? I mean, I cried. I laughed. I giggled. Every emotion, you know, in 30 seconds or, you know,
just
2 minutes.
Just like Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, that was the greatest. I was going to try to spoof that on Instagram, but I couldn't do it in 15 seconds. You know, I did on my last trip driving down. I was going to try to do that, but it was like too much work. I said, I can't do it. But yeah, that was me watching the trailer over and over again. I cried. I cringed. I was so happy to see Han and Chewie back together in the Falcon. It was incredible.
Right?
So, yes, we're home. We're home, people. That's all I got to say. We're home. But I'm going Star Wars Land. So next up, Ricky, who are you picking?
All right, Pam.
Gosh, this is a really tough, tough one for me because I love them both so much. And I keep thinking in my little heart of hearts, if we get a Pixar Land, like I can picture some kind of Soarin' ride that like takes place with Up characters because of that balloon, you know, right?
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to have to say Star Wars Land just because it has been such a big part of my life for so long. I feel like it would really appeal to boys, which are an underrepresented, you know, faction of the Disney crowd,
especially on this podcast. Go ahead.
But I think it would also appeal to girls too. You know, this weekend Raiders of the Lost Ark was on again, and I just happened to see it as I was clicking through the channels, and it brought me right back to that spot in time to where I first saw it. And I know this isn't Star Wars, but Star Wars has that same appeal.
Yeah, it does.
It has that same kind of appeal for me. Where I wanted to be an archaeologist because of that, or but Star Wars does the same thing. So I think it appeals to boys and girls, and I love that. And I just want to see it happen so bad. So
it's time, Disney. It's time.
I know.
Just announce it already. Come on, quit toying with us, man.
For sure. I think it'll come out D23, but you know, we'll see what happens. So anyway, Debbie, your thoughts.
This is tough because I think I love Star Tours. I think that there would be so many cool rides that they would do with Star Wars Land, but I'm going to actually pick Pixar because I think there are so many other movie choices that you could actually do different rides that would be just one theme of Star Wars. It would have different other selections. So I'm going to pick the Pixar Land. They could do Up. They could do all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, both of them have a lot of a universe to choose from. Different, yes. The settings and eras and stuff like that. So, Ricky, what would you do?
I knew you were going to ask me.
What's your question?
I know it's my question, but I mean, I think that if it were me, I would choose the Pixar Land. Only because, I know that Star Wars Land is going to be phenomenal when it's done, but I don't have the same tie that everyone else does to Star Wars, given that I didn't grow up with it. I didn't watch it. Again, spoiler alert, here's another rookie thing. I didn't watch Star Wars. So I finally watched it as an adult. So, you know, and I think that the new Star Wars looks really cool. It's not something that I'm super stoked to see.
It's life-changing. Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. It's not life-changing. Right?
Was that Luke's hand?
Watch that,
was that Leia? I don't know. I know.
I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person. I know. So anyway, to me, like the Pixar Land has more of a, I think that there's more that they could do with it in a way, because I feel like Star Wars is such a niche, you know, thing, that I feel like there's much more that they could do with Pixar. You know, I mean, we've had, I know that it's not coming, and I know what they're probably putting in, because I know it's going to be very similar to, or at least the rumors have indicated, it's going to be very similar to what they have in Hong Kong, with some of the, like, the RC Racer thing, and I've heard a smaller version of Radiator Springs, possibly. So, and of course, I've heard the rumor of the Bugs Life, you know, Bugs Life going into Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, and, I think that there are a lot of things that if Disney really went with it, you know, I think I would still love to this day to see that Monsters Coaster. Like, why they haven't built a Monsters Coaster, I have no idea.
Right?
I know. Seriously, Disney, what is wrong? Monsters Coaster, hello. I think, again, like Pam said, an Up thing would be fantastic. I'm pretty sure that Inside Out is going to be fantastic as well. So, you know, having something tying in with those new characters coming up. I think that there's so much more of a universe in a way in Pixar, because there's so many different things that they could do with it. They have so many different options, whereas I just feel like with Star Wars, it's so narrow. I mean, it's really cool, and it would be like Harry Potter, which I love. And I'm telling you, I know that it would be so super detailed, but I just don't get how they. I mean, I just worry. I think it's gonna be really cool, but I'm still saying Pixar. Sorry.
Oh, you could you could easily do a full theme park on Star Wars. Easily, because you got Dagobah, absolutely. You got, you know, all the other planets, the
absolutely. I think they're gonna have a hard time fitting everything into just a little section of Hollywood Studios, to be honest.
That will be tough. Yeah, it's gonna be limiting, but the Force is not with you.
It's gonna be very limited.
Force is not with you.
I'm sorry,
Ricky.
The Force is not with
you. You are a Sith. You are definitely a Sith. I can tell. And I've always known it, so it's not too shocking. All right, Pam, let's go with yours real quick because we're running a little long, but we're going to get these last couple in and wrap it up and call it a weekend.
Okay, so let's say you have your vacation planned, right, and you have it planned for a period of time, and then Disney announces that they're going to be doing a major renovation at your resort, right? Your room will still be available, but you look around and the only thing else available to book for your travel dates that fit in your budget is a resort that you have never stayed at and you're feeling kind of so-so about. What would you do? Would you stay at your original resort or would you move to the new one that's not going to have the construction?
Man,
I know this one is kind of tough.
And it's real. I mean, because this could happen.
It's real.
It is real.
It's supposed to be so real. People. It is. It's too. This is a Friday. Come on. This is like a Monday topic.
This makes me. My head hurts.
All right. Well, Debbie, that you're going first.
Oh man, that you're so cruel. You know, I'm gonna still Okay, you can't go wrong with Disney, period. If it's a value, all the way up to deluxe. So if there's, and if I really wanted a hotel, my luck, I would get the room right next to where they're jackhammering. So I true. Would end up saying, you know what? I haven't tried another resort hotel. It won't kill me to try it, and I will try another resort hotel.
All right, good. All right, Ricky, what about you?
I think I am going to try another resort. I think that it's nice to try some different things, you know, that I've never really had on the radar before. So I think that I'm going to try something different this time. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good strategy. Mike, what about you?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm echoing everybody else. You know, I have bad luck. I would be next to the cement truck or, you know, the they'd be definitely working outside my window, even though Disney does try to avoid that. And plus, kind of gets back to the dining thing where it gives me an opportunity to try something that I've never tried. And many times, even if I'm like so-so on something, it's not a legitimate reason as to why I am. It's just something I read a review of something, and you got to make your own decisions when it comes to Disney. I totally believe that. So, you know, and the thing is, if something's going under, like a resort's going under refurbishment, it's going to give you an opportunity later on to try it, and it should be better because they're plussing it, they're making it better. And right now, if you go to another resort with no construction, you're seeing at it at its best. So I would definitely move to the other resort.
Very good.
So I thought about this one long and hard. And one of the things that kind of complicates my response to this is that we do make an effort to stay at all the resorts, you know, every couple of years, so that I've stayed at them all. And I think if there was a reason that I picked this original resort and was planning on it for one reason or another, be it the location or the pools or whatever, I think I would probably stick with my original resort.
Yeah, I get it.
And
I get it.
Know and hope that Disney usually does right by their guests.
6 o'clock in the morning.
And even when they do the construction, they don't do it at night or at a time that's going to impact me.
They're busting out your sidewalk.
I will be up long before the construction starts, and I will be in bed probably long after the construction has stopped. So,
I'm just saying, the sounds of the crickets in the construction at your resort. No, they're not like that. Disney's, if you're a new listener, yeah, Disney does not do that stuff. They're very, very good about not disrupting the guest experience.
For sure.
But I would pipe that in just to cause you trouble.
Yeah.
I'd get a construction CD, you know, construction sounds, put on my iPod and sit it outside your window. That's just me. I put it in your air conditioning vent. But anyway, okay, last one. Here we go. It's going to be a quick one. So here's the deal, because we haven't talked about Cruise Line, and we need to do that because the cruise is coming up so soon. So you have a 7-night cruise, and you have your choice, same price. Same price, both 7-night cruises. They're both on the same ship. Pick whatever ship you want, Fantasy, Wonder, Magic, Dream. It doesn't matter. You have a 7-night run in the Caribbean, or you have a 7-night Alaskan run. Which one do you pick, Ricky? Do you go Alaska or the Caribbean?
Well, I mean, I hear Alaska is beautiful. However, me and cold don't go together very well. So I would choose the Caribbean. Because I like warm weather. So as beautiful as it would be, I can't fathom wearing long sleeves on a ship. So I'm going Caribbean.
We'll revisit this in July when we're all like, oh, I'm going to melt. It's been 112 for a month.
I know,
month.
Right? Totally.
Exactly. All right, Pam, what do you say?
No question about this one. I'm doing Alaska, hands down. Not even thinking about it.
Why is that? Just the topography? How it's more
Alaska kind of more is a spectacular experience. And, you know, you're going to have, I've sailed on the Caribbean many times. We honestly just have not done Alaska yet because it hasn't worked out. But I'm going to do it in the next 5 years. Like, I'm just trying to find the right date to have that work. And it's an incredible, incredible experience by all accounts. So I'm doing Alaska to be able to be that near to those sites. It's really kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience and just incredible.
All right, Debbie, where are you going? Going west
Alaska.
Or down
to
the south?
To Alaska.
Alaska, really? Okay, why?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, to see the fjords, to see the snow, the ice. I love snow and ice, all of that. I think
that's
it would
true.
Be
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh my
gosh.
Yeah,
you do hear her talking about how much she likes snow, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yes, absolutely. Ketchikan, you know, Juno, all of those would be just phenomenal to dock in and just thump around and take a train ride. Oh, yeah, you bet.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to the country of Alaska before, you know.
Yeah, the country of Alaska. Good job.
Country.
I'm just playing with you guys. Okay. I've seen if you're paying attention. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
At least I've been to these places. Da-dunch. Anyway, that was
you hush.
Yeah, I've never been to. That was the theme of the show.
Yeah.
So my choice would be the Caribbean, simply because I think of a cruise ship. I think of sun. I think of steel drums. I know, Ricky, you like steel drums as well.
I do. You know they were at my wedding, right?
I know. That's exactly it. But I feel the same way. I hear a steel drum, and I'm immediately on top deck of a cruise ship. And I just can't picture steel drums on an Alaskan run. And as beautiful as it would be, and I do want to do Alaska someday, but I love the heat and the sun and the steel drums of a tropical Caribbean cruise. So that's where I fall. All right. Well, those are our tough Disney choices. We're going to put these on Facebook. Ricky is going to help us with that. I will try to do that as well. We just got to make sure we schedule a post so it's up there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Remember how that works. All right. So we're going to get up there. Let us know what your thoughts are. And even better, throw yours out to us and let us know. We'll all jump in on that because it is a Friday. We're working hard, but we're hardly working at the same time. So put it up there on Facebook. We'll have a great time. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Join us for the next Be Our Guest Podcast live show on May 17th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there at MagicalMouseRadio.com. And don't forget, today's episode, as well as all of our live podcasts, are brought to you by the great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. And as I said at the top of the show, those two magic words, free dining, is out there. It's kind of a lemming to find. Sometimes you got to look around for it, and hey, there it's hiding, but we can get it. So, you know, the best thing to do if you're looking for free dining, there's also some great room discounts. There's discounts called by all kinds of different names right now, and there's a good chance that we can save you money on your next Disney vacation. So just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out your free, no obligation quote, put down your travel dates. You know, there's a note section at the bottom. You can put specifics as to what you're looking for, what you're hoping to get out of this vacation. One of the great things is you can put celebrations, you know, birthdays, honeymoons, anniversaries, stuff like that. And it's a great quote form, no obligation. It gives the agent everything he or she needs to know to plan a great vacation for you. And it's fun. That's how you get started. And before you know it, sometimes you can hit on a great discount that you weren't even aware of, and you're headed to your Disney destination for the lowest cost possible. So check them out today. It's a great experience. They're over at themagicforless.com. And speaking of Magical Mouse Radio, I forgot to tell you, tune in. We play great music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from Walt Disney World. Today is Future World Friday. No better audio than Future World stuff to get through your Friday morning and just get pumped for that weekend. Because, you know, just think about that Interventions background loop. It's like walking into the office music. You know, that big...
I know, right?
Da, 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 you know, like, yeah, it's Friday. Don't try to stop me. You know, it's payday. You know, it may be payday. You know, it's every other week for us. So it could be just plain old Friday, and I'm not getting paid this week. But, you know, whatever. It sounds great on a Friday. MagicalMouseRadio.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Enjoying the friendliest forums on the internet, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. Good luck to all the lizards out there running this weekend and getting in on your training runs. We are proud of you, 400 of us strong. And thanks again to Mike Bankhead for putting that together. And thanks to you for putting in your miles and taking the Be Our Guest Podcast with you wherever you go. We're going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, whatever you do, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.